Everybody, we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Big news yesterday, Britney Spears announced her return to Las Vegas with a new residency titled Domination. It will be at the Park Theater, the Park MGM. Of course, everybody over there. Lady Gaga, that's where Cher does her residency. Bruno Mars, Aerosmith will be there next year as well. Yeah. Her first show scheduled for February of next year. So not too far down the road, really. On a list of horror movies in each state.
Yeah.
What they're most obsessed with. Silence of the Lambs claimed the most states with 6. Shaun of the Dead, most popular in 4 states, including Nevada.
Uh-huh.
The Exorcist carried 2 states and Washington, D.C. So that's what people are obsessed with. Halloween popped up on a few as well. Of course, the new Halloween coming out. Jamie Lee Curtis says that she owes her whole career to that movie. Halloween,
really?
Her whole career. She said that I wouldn't have a career if it wasn't for that. That was the first thing she really did.
Mm-hmm.
And people remember her from that. But she's done a lot since then.
Trading Places.
But she owes, that's
she was
right.
Awesome in that.
God, and that other, what was that other workout move? Perfect, I think it was called. Oh, dear God, that was an
With John
awful,
Travolta.
Oh, it was a hideous
Was she not
movie.
Great in that?
No, it was awful.
I'm
it was
sorry.
A horrible movie. But.
She might be right then.
That's,
Halloween
but she
is
does,
everything.
Man,
so.
That movie was so scary at the time. The new one is out and not getting bad reviews, actually. Hopefully our film critic Jeff Howard will talk about it. And speaking of scary, John Stamos was on Live with Kelly and Ryan, and he got a little emotional when they showed a picture of his son.
Aisle holding your baby is even more. Oh, look, now you're crying. Oh my gosh.
I miss him.
I know.
This is the longest I've been away from him.
John.
Oh, for the love of God, John, you got married, you tossed your balls in her purse, and you gave up that bachelor life.
What?
You had everything. You had everything, and at 55 years old, you decided to have a little baby.
He's a sensitive man.
Yes, he is a sensitive
Maybe
man.
Maybe he wasn't happy being good-looking, single,
I
and
know.
Employed.
No, how could you?
And dating everybody.
Yes, and dating supermodels. How could you, John?
Maybe we didn't know the unhappiness.
No, that's very true, Mike.
But
I'm
now
sure
that he's
didn't.
Married now with a little baby.
Holding your baby is even more. Oh, look, now you're crying.
Wait,
oh, my gosh.
I miss him.
Hold on, tissue. Ryan, could we get a tissue for John? Samuelson, could we get his balls back? That'd be
maybe
great.
To some women, that's more attractive.
Yeah,
you know, when a man breaks down a little bit.
I'm sure it is. We all like the sensitive side.
As my dad would say, a little pee-pee on the eye.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, well, suck it up, John. Suck it up. That's my painfully deep take. You miss anything on this show, you can catch up on any one of our podcasts. Go back, have some fun this weekend. 96.3 KKLZ.com.